Okay, and another episode from our Open Science Barcamp, and with me is Stefan Janosch. Stefan, we had a very good session about implementing software sustainability in a research institute. You are the moderator of this session, and I think you nicely guided us through your vision of how to make software available on an institutional level. And maybe let's have a quick look at this together, but maybe first quickly explain your background and why are you doing this? Why are you putting so much energy into that?
Well, last autumn I learned about myself that I'm a research software engineer, and so I dived into this topic and simply claimed ownership about these problems about software sustainability in our institute. So I decided to go myself for that, and I got some support of my institute doing this.
Mm-hmm. Which institute are you working in?
I am working in the Max Planck Institute for Cell Biology and Genetics in Dresden.
Mm-hmm. And coming back to this research software engineer expression, for me, I have the same history of this thing like you have. For me, it's a rather new expression, at least. And in a way, it's interesting that we have now a clear expression for this and can actually communicate this type of role inside of such a community. Are you the only one in the institution, or how do you feel about your being part of a community inside of your institute?
I did a little survey, and I ended up with roughly 40 people who have something to do with software, being creating workflows or writing even software, or being responsible for hardware integration, like tying hardware together with software. So at the end, it surprised everybody that we are so many. Some of the people, or most of the people, are really going for papers, like software papers, but they are really creating also software. Maybe a minority of them, maybe let's say 10 people, are real research software engineers who work in a more service-oriented fashion, working in a little facility, offering services in-house, like image analysis or bioinformatics. So these are also software engineers, research software engineers.
So it's quite an amount of people actually in such an institute that are dealing with software, developing software in that sense. And well, you did not only stop in your own institution, but you thought, hey, maybe we're not the only ones in Germany or in the German speaking part. Let's continue from there. I mean, maybe you can drop some words regarding that.
Oh yes, last year at the Research Software Engineering Conference in Manchester, I learned about the spirit of the UK RSE. So these are research software engineers in the UK. And a few of us German attendees decided to found like a similar thing in Germany, and we named it DERSE. And it's a small movement until now. We have a website, www.de-rse.org, and we have a mailing list in place. And right now that's it, but we have plans of establishing a club, like a Verein in German, and to help with funding issues and maybe apply for funds as a legal body. And it's hard to do this work on the side, but we are going for it.
And in a way, you are inspired by the Software Sustainable Institute in UK, right? I mean, this is basically the driving force in that whole community internationally, I would say. And I think we can be glad that we have these people, because they already did a lot of the hard work in that sense, right? But I guess it's still not easy setting all that up, right?
No, I personally steal a lot from them. I look at their guidelines, I look at their website, and you realize they did so much work in the last 10 years. They put so much materials together. And some of this we can copy over simply by applying their guidelines. But on the other hand, you have like German specialties And for example, how we deal with communities, we do it differently. It's like copy, adapt, and improve for our situation, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess we should sit together at some point and diving deeper into this. Let's have a look at the session that you were just running here. And as I said, this was kind of your vision, your kind of wish list that you would like to have for your own institute. And I think, I mean, looking at this, I would love to have this in my university as well. So let's maybe quickly go through this. What would you like to see in respect to software? And we also touched a little bit data. What would you like to see as part of the infrastructure and culture there? Let's maybe go through that quickly.
Yeah, I would say first I would like to identify all the roles or stakeholders in the process, like the funders, the developers, the users / scientists, librarians, so that it's clear which people are responsible for what inside the house for software and data. And from there, you can go for data management plans or having an expert for that, or you can go for clear license guidelines, or you can create trainings, or you can do trainings. Then also we want to communicate the benefits of doing all these activities in a more sustainable way. Of course, establishing IDs for people, like ORCID IDs, and DOIs for artifacts, being data or software, is also a goal. What else we have? Yes, and like working on software quality, like having it run better in terms of performance, or making it more modular or more robust, also for reproducibility. And we also want to work on the community inside in-house. So having all the coders together, or having data producing people together, like the imaging people, the microscopists.
Mm-hmm. I really liked your let's say rather simple but really intriguing suggestion that each institution should have something, basically a subdomain like software.myinstitute.whatever. So basically, I think NASA is doing this, for example, and some bigger research institutions in the US having this. So, and the same thing for data, so data.myinstitute.top-level-domain. I think this is really, really cool, and actually rather simple, but basically this should be then the crystallization point for all these efforts in a way, or not for all of the communities, but basically that you go there but you find all the repos and these kind of things, right? This is the main idea there.
Yeah, just help with the findability aspect of the FAIR principle, and really just as a starting point, and not as the only point, but as an additional point, just to show the value created inside an institute, just to make it better visible. Not only a repo, or not only the software repository on GitHub, but also having the same thing, not really the same thing, but linking from a catalog from the institute to the original repo.
And this would be actually easy to implement, and would be a nice, let's say, standard that every university I can rely on, that I type software in front of the main URL. I end up at a place that then guides me through their approaches and software repos and all these kind of things, right?
Yes, and point to the responsible persons in the end, because at some point you might also want to contact these persons, and it's always about persons.
Mm. It's persons, culture, and all these kind of things, and teaching each other. Okay, Stefan, this was great. Any other comments you would like to add here?
No, thank you.
Okay, so thank you for your time, and I guess we rush into the quick next session here. Thank you very much, and see you around.